There you go. Yeah, the G Suite team, what do they want to do? Your domain uses classic Google sites. We recommend taking action in August 2020 to successfully start the transition to new sites. Oh, blessed. Enable news sites before the aforementioned date for all user groups that don't already have access within your domain. Your users will still be able to toggle back classic sites as needed. Must be migrated by December 2021. Editing of remaining will be disabled October 21st. They will no longer see the website content. Remaining classic sites will automatically be downloaded as an archive and saved to the owner's Google Drive. Replace the draft and the new site's experience for site owners to review and publish. Alright. Whatever makes them happy. That's why I like running my own website. You know, I can decide whether I'm gonna change my experience or not. Hello? Hello? Oh. Found a good 12 volt ceiling, 24 volt ceiling fan, frankly, which is even better. 54 inch or 60, even bigger than the ones we have. Pretty crafty, huh? They even got a cute little doodad on them where you can either, if it's getting enough power from the solar panels, it'll switch over to just using the solar panel to power it. If not, it'll switch over to, you know, the regular line stuff. Or you can put a battery in there if you want to. Kind of slick. But it's only available in China, only available through Alibaba anywhere else. And, yeah, you have to make all these weird arrangements for getting them to yourself, apparently. But only $40 to begin with, not counting whatever kind of shipping they're going to do to you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bother you, but... Okay. I don't know. Oh. 24 campus devotionals. Boy, I hope they're... I don't know. These are days when a lot of people do not want to see crap from the past, because they're already saying that we're a bunch of bigoted snots, you know. Oh my gosh, Becky, is this stuff okay? This salad. It's pretty avocado-ish. Okay. Oh, good. So it's in good shape. All right. I'm sure you'd like it for your breakfast or lunch today. If not other things. So yeah, the whole thing ends up being, are they really going to let it be available? Or are they going to hide it someplace so that people can't actually see it? Give it over to the historical department, which, you know, the church's historical department is fantastically insular. You have to be...
Testing since stopping here
35
minutes 42
seconds. Yeah? Good for them. Because it kind of is. Church historical department's a little cagey. You have to have a PhD to go near that place. And they don't let a lot out front. They're getting slightly better. You know this whole Saints book? That's a good effort, but the historical department probably isn't going to let the source material out, because even though it says we talk about this, we talk about that, and you go, but it is cleaned up, isn't it? We're not going to let people know that all these guys back in the past were nasty, rotten folk. Well, are we taking this to church? Our contribution to the continuation of sacrament meetings. Okay. I'm all in favor of that. Because that spraying that stuff and doing it around is not supposed to be the right way of doing it. Is that rude?
You mean on the paper towel stuff that we have? It's the stuff Salt Lake City sent down for us to do that with.
I don't think so. I don't mean to be rude.
The president said it, and it's got something different on it. It's got Birex written on it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just the same old crap that they gave us to clean up things, which is water with a little bit of something in it. Because it doesn't do a darn thing. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, the stuff that I used in the temple, that was great stuff. I wish I had that stuff at my house.
Yeah.
It was great stuff. I loved it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa cleaning temples just ruined her for anything else, I tell you.
It's true, I go to clean here and it's like, I don't have the right supplies.
But I love you. Okay. If you say it's better stuff and this is the stuff we're supposed to be using, I'll believe you. I thought it was just the same old junk, and it's like, uh-huh. I don't remember it being on the approved list, but that's okay. You know what? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh.
This is all just a bunch of hoo-ha to me, Matt. It's hoo-ha!
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go way out here for Mom. Da-da. Good, Lee. It's doing good. If we get lucky, we'll be one of those people with so much stuff at the end of the day that we'll be putting bags of it on people's porches just to get rid of it, right? You don't think so?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. I kind of hope it happened, though. Oh. I think after I come back, I'll put some, I'll go take the old vehicle out for a spin, turn on the radio, so I can get, oh good, and there's this little bee working it over.
Oh yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want to see, is a whole bunch of that.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Yep. It's marvelous. I'll try to drive over it. You know? A little more weight.
Oh yeah, we're gonna shoot off that tree.
The who?
We're gonna shoot off the tree.
Is that the
yeah.
Okay. Well, I can spray it. Well, it's nowhere near the stump, but yeah, it sure looks like the thing, huh? All right. Ants. Fire ants?
The big one?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Up where?
What?
Where?
They come out when it's warmer. When I'm out there watering, that's when I see them.
Yeah? Boy.
Who's that?
Trying to...
Oh yeah, look at him alive.
Okay. Well, I have to show me I can do something better. Howdy, kids. Oh yeah, they're all over the place. It's tempting to, like I said, put together a bunch of our cardboard.
Yeah.
Although I need to find whatever they
have been
filling up. Oh, good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Enough of that.
You guys need to get used to it. That's our territory. Back off.
I think they just want some attention.
That's what they're to play with.
Hi.
Tell you have more than
one dog. They're not bored. I guess. Yeah. Yeah, not too much of a wind. Just a little one. Yeah. Well, the storms are kind of passed us by a little bit, I think. But this has given Sam a chance to get here without too much inclement weather messing with him. Poor little bird. He was trying to sit on one of these things. He kept sliding. Knocked off one of his buddies, and they just went off another way. Wow, how do they fit that thing in there? That's amazing. Yeah. How would you do that? They couldn't get out the driver's side. How on the face of the earth? You know, best not to ask these kind of questions. I don't want to know. Don't ask questions that you don't really care about the answer to. If it makes them happy, happy day
for
them.
We've got a bunch of fraternity brothers
who say, is that it?
Pick it up and actually move it and drop it down there.
Uh-huh.
So that when he came out, it's like, where's my spark?
And the other problem is, now, it's a big pain in the butt. Well, yeah, and they still got those broken windows. And it's like, how are you going to keep the rain from getting in those windows?
Yeah.
You know. But, I don't know.
Three little dogs in there.
Yeah?
It's coming. You gotta move.
Yeah, well, he's got a death wish. You know, I've never heard of suicidal animals. But then again, how would you know? You know, dog, I can appease you that way. If you want to chase vehicles, I'll make sure you never need to do it again.
Yeah, you better run.
Yeah, you better run. Be glad you're not coyote meat yet. The day will come, though. What? You got an attitude? Really? Oh, he's going. Yeah, I know. That's good. Good you got that. Barking at least is the ultimate sin. I wonder how many abandoned houses there really are in this town. I bet you there's a whole heck of a lot more than we think. I think this place is abandoned.
Yeah.
that. I wonder what the Dumases are up to these days. I just drove, when I put the new tires on, I usually drive north toward Conscious on that road to kind of, you know, let the alternator run, stuff like that, you know, try to charge the battery a little bit. And Roy was just getting out of the car, and Fanny was out on one of the, you know, outside on the porch. So I kind of wonder, not of their house, of the, you know, the place there on North Side.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah. I might pull that stuff this morning and then go and see if they're there. Stop and just say hi and see how things are going. You know? Anyway, yeah. Kind of been feeling like I needed to call the old. Need to call Nikki. See how things are going in his world. Because what, Angie's gone off, right?
Yeah, she moved to Albuquerque.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so that leaves Mickey here with nobody but his buddies. But I don't know, buddies are pretty good.
It's the COVID-19, though, isn't it?
Well, I think anybody who's got any amount of sense in them is pretty much being a scofflaw about this stuff these days. I'd be, if I wasn't working, and if I had any gumption to go and do anything, if I had anybody to do anything with, I spend my time with Lisa, and she doesn't want to go do anything at the moment, I guess.
Like what?
You'll have to let me know if there's something you want to do.
Like what?
I don't know. You would be the one to come up with it.
But are you saying that you would like to do something?
No. I said, we don't go do anything. That's because Lisa hasn't come up with anything she wants to do. I'm your companion, Lee. If you want to go do something, not really. I don't know. Do you help me with my work? See? That's about 3/4 of my life. Then, I don't know what this weekend's going to look like. Friday evening is going to be the big, I'm going to be busy tomorrow night, chewing up stuff, tearing up prod, moving it around. I'll occasionally go and do something, but you usually don't want to do it with me, so yeah. Oh, Lisa, it just goes to show you, and you go, well, aren't I your companion? And you go, well, obviously not. Since if I do anything, it's like, bye, see you later.
I miss you. You would go places, invite me to come along and I come.
Yeah, occasionally you would.
Yeah.
That was before that was illegal. Now it's illegal. Well, not anymore. I don't have state vehicles anymore. Well, that was nice. That was a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah?
More sunbeams, Dad.
Oh, yeah, it looks like that kind of like stuff coming down from heaven, huh, Matt?
Yeah.
Inspiration and this and that.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a good picture. So the and oh Sluisness.
Trish?
Yeah.
What about her?
She's around, huh? Sorta. Yes, ma'am.
Actually.
No.
Pat was saying that at the end of July she was gonna leave.
Yeah.
So on the 6th.
Okay. She's taking a break, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't kill her husband. All right. I think that's a positive thing. That's why I worry about you and how you're feeling, Lee. Because you could always just, you know, take the butcher knife one night and just do me in if I've made you too testy. Don't want to go there.
If I did, never.
I'd be dead.
No, because I would botch it.
Oh, you think so? Oh, come on, Lee. Have a little confidence in yourself. Come on. Well, I'm glad to hear that. My primary thing is to not put you in a position where you would break your basic morals in life because you just can't take it anymore. That's important. I think that is the great service that most people do for other people, is I really don't want to push you to the point to where you feel the need to kill me. I don't want people to break basic commandments because, you know, I've almost driven them to it with my behavior. Yeah? That's the great service we do to each other. We have problems enough keeping all these rules when it's just kind of smooth, you know. When things get nasty, you start feeling all these things. If some boss is being mean to you, sometimes you don't feel bad about stealing from them. There's a lot of people doing that now, you know. That's the whole Black Lives Matter thing. You know, we're going through, we're breaking stuff up, we're looting. And we feel justified in doing it because of how terrible everybody is. And you're going, wow, what did we ever do to incite this? And that's why you want to treat people nice. So they don't want to make life miserable for everybody, including themselves. I love you. See you in a little bit. Oh. Nice day. Fiber. Thank you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and spray this tree, try to kill it off before it does much. Go out and do some got some little spider egg sacs. Get this. And I wish I had my pliers out here handy. Anyway. Get my wire cutters. Okay. Alrighty. Spring is getting a little nicer. Like that. Oh, this tree over here that's by the old garden bed that Mom put in a while ago. She, I think she's growing asparagus in it for a while. Anyway. Yep. Oh. There we go. These little buggers. You can fight with that thing. Okay. Let's go around this little sucker. I think that'll likely kill that guy. Even though it's not made to kill animals, it's looks like it pretty much will. Alright. Good deal. Put this thing away. Purple spiny things. Don't like them much. So I tend to grab them and kill them. Try to something or other. Whoa. Okay. Got my weed killer. It is apparently illegal now. This was stuff that has a basic ingredient in Roundup, which now you can't get anymore very readily because everybody's getting sued for potential carcinogens. And it's like, well, it kills stuff. I'm not surprised it'll do a number to people, too. Oh, what is that doing there? That's kind of cool looking. It's probably been there forever. Lisa's always telling me I'm noticing stuff that's been there forever. What do you do? Okay. Gonna get my wallet. And my keys. Let's go out and do some charge up the battery a little more. Go do some amateur radio stuff. See what we can come up with. All day long that I got to get an oil change. plug in my power for the radio. It's like a run. Put it over here. Turn the thing on. Feels like it's kind of dangling. It's like underneath there, and you can't see anything dangling. It seems to be hitting the road. It's probably something in the transmission.
I
something that drags on the ground for a little while, and then all of a sudden it kind of stops dragging. Just crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Thank you. sounds like it's not too bad. So, well, very good there, John. Thanks for checking in. Glad things worked out for you. Go ahead. Okay, very good, John. Well, thanks for checking in, and nice job on the audio. Come back to see us again.
Hear him from all the way over here. He's got 500 watts.
W9 Sierra, Romeo Whiskey. Milwaukee and Green Bay. I'm sort of looking to the southwest. Anybody out in Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska?
Some people, Nebraska. Whiskey. Good gravy.
Mike, did you have
November 5, Tango Charlie Bravo,
Rosewood,
Dodge.
Okay, N5 TCB, Mike has no traffic.
Back to you, Rusty and Joe CP. He's calling you.
You have traffic. KC4 FEP has no traffic. Pass you, Rusty. KBB, do you have traffic?
No, it's on K5 KBB.
This is W5JSN, Ski 5 Juliet, Sierra November.
I got him.
KC5QPP, Frank, he's calling you.
Appreciate it, dude, hear anything.
Very hard stopping this morning, no traffic, 3 of us, appreciate it, KC5QPP.
Whiskey 5, Juliet, Sierra, November. Good morning.
Good morning, it's W5, Juliet, Sierra, November. Jason, I don't have any traffic, just checking in. I don't know, I've never done the net before, so here I am.
Yeah, well, this is the Texas Traffic Net, and please visit our website at texastrafficnet.net. And we're here Monday through Saturday from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Central Time. Over.
That's wonderful. I'm glad I finally got checked in. I've been trying to get to the net on and off for a couple of months. And finally got a radio to do it, and I'm only operating at 20 watts. That's my maximum, so I'm glad I'm coming through.
Well, 20 watts is doing fine, Jason, and thank you. I'm going to break with you. Go to November 5, Lima Oscar Whiskey. Good morning there, Terry.
And stinking-tastic, man. I am getting out.
Thank you, Terry, out of Seabrook, Texas. November 5, Lima Oscar Whiskey. All right, Kilo 5, Quebec Hotel. Steve? Thank you very much. Kilo 12-5, still had no traffic. Mercy back to you.
How you doing?
Hey, how's going?
Pretty good. I just happened to be out here. I had stopped by.
Still working on this house.
Yeah? How's it going?
I got flooring starting.
Yeah?
floorboards. I just took pictures of them pulling out.
Oh, okay. I can go.
Floor to tear up and like clean off the floor to lay the OSB down. It's
yeah.
a subfloor, not a floor, but yeah, all the drywall's out, all the electricity's out. Everything's, there's nothing in there but studs.
Okay.
Now it's just money.
Yeah.
Like, I bought 20, I went 2 days ago and bought 25 sheets of OSB, $520.
Thanks.
I'm hoping that's enough to do the entire house. If not, it'll be a sheet or two more, but still.
Okay.
You guys know any good lawyers?
Lawyers?
Yeah.
I know one in Clovis, Dan Lindsay, and one in Pertus, Chris Christensen, but I don't know any nearby.
Well, we were looking for a lawyer because the fire department just stood around for 21 extras before they even put a hose to the house.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Hey, Rowan.
Those are the two I know.
Good, bro. You doing all right?
Well, cool. I gotta go. I gotta go to work. Take care of yourself.
All right.